Fremont Chief of Police Jeff Elliott with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know this time of year, probably see a little bit more activity, would you say, or not?
Yeah, well, there's always things going on. And the biggest issue at this time is, of course, the what we call the grandparent scam, where people will call up people and tell them that they're their grandchildren and that they're in jail and that they need money to get out.
Mm.
Part of the big part of the scam is they'll tell the, hey, don't call mom and dad. Don't call anyone. I just need cash. I'm going to send this guy over and give him cash. And, you know, there's no particular thing that you can do to prevent this from happening to you. But the biggest thing is just do not give money to people that you don't know. And if someone calls claiming to be your grandchild and they need money, call the parents.
Yeah.
Don't try to cover things up. Call the parents and see, you know, if the kid really needs money.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, that from my point of view, too, if your grandkid's calling you up and telling me he's in jail, probably a pretty good reason he's there. So maybe you don't need to bail him out.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents. But if you feel that you need to, call and check with somebody before you give him money. Because once you give that money out, you will never get it back. Even if we arrest a person, and we do occasionally make arrests on there, we'll never get the money back.
Yeah, tracking that, it is. It's so difficult, isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily tracking it. What happens is that when they take that, when they get this money, they generally bump it up to somebody above them. So by the time we get these people, the money is gone. These people are destitute. They don't have any money. They don't have any assets. So there's nothing for us to take. And so you're not going to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can do is prevent this from happening in the beginning. And that is by being wary anytime you talk to somebody on the phone, or and being particularly wary anytime somebody asks you for money.
Yeah, yeah. How's the new hire side of things going right now?
Real good. We have hired a number of people. We just had one graduate from the academy here a couple weeks ago. We had another one just got out of field training, so he's on the road. And we've got two more scheduled to go to the academy in actually into this week. And look to hire another one more officer will put us at full strength. So.
Good, good deal. I know recently there was talk about the law enforcement center and how that's going to be developed. And it sounded like you're going to have more responsibilities working on that project. And so has that floor plan and everything, or is that something that's in the works right now?
So, yeah, there's a company out of Kansas City, Police Facility Design, that is currently doing the drawing. And they will have a conceptual concept to us sometime in the next month or so, and from there then we'll sit down and redesign it and make it our own from the conceptual drawings, and hopefully go forward from there.
Good deal. And the timeline on that is more, what, 2-3 years, or is it?
Well, yeah, actually I'm told breaking ground probably in spring of 25, and then you can figure a year and a half to 2 years after that, so about 2027 before the building would be complete, if everything else goes as planned.
Yeah.
If.
So. Yeah. Your thoughts on location? I think that's to me, that seems like a super great location.
Yeah, I think the location is fine. I did personally didn't have any problems with the location out here, but I know that there were people that wanted it in the downtown area, but the location, as far as I'm concerned, is fine.
And it doesn't constrain you there. I mean, you have enough room to make everything happen.
Right. It appears that there's enough room. Actually, we get the conceptual design. We'll have a little better idea on that, but it appears to be enough room. And I know that the bank is willing to work with us as far as room on that block if we need it.
So. Yeah, yeah, for sure. That sounds good. Talking with Chief of Police Jeff Elliott, I have a question in regards to drones. Do you guys employ using drones much at all?
The Fremont Police currently do not, but we're in the process of getting one. We have one budgeted, and we're sending people to school to use one, but we do not. The Sheriff's Office does. They have one and have had one for a couple of years.
Okay, all right. Anything else you wanted to touch on this morning?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Is there any special enforcements or anything coming up here?
Well, the only thing I would say is that this time of year, kids getting out of school, we ask people to pay attention. In particular, this is when we do have pedestrian fatality accidents. It's towards the end of the school year. So I ask people pay attention, particularly out on East Military around the middle school. But any of the elementary schools, pay attention there as well.
Okay.
And watch out for motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and watch out for motorcycles. I got to tell myself that every day.
So. I know. Yeah, me too. If people have something that they're concerned about or maybe see something suspicious, best way to reach you guys?
You can call us at our non-emergency number at 402-727-2677. That's 727-COPS. You can call Crime Stoppers at 402-727-4002. And any emergency, call 911.
Very good. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott with us this morning, 8:59. Just saw a fast car drive by, so I thought Fast Car by Luke Combs would be a way to finish today.